This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. A prominent California farmer pleads not guilty to murdering his wife, Carrie Ann Labate. The accused husband, Michael Labate, comes from a long line of farmers in the crop-rich Imperial Valley. Newly uncovered evidence takes the case over state lines and directly to the farm mogul. The couple, in the midst of a bitter divorce, of course, money, the main issue. Straight out to Drew Nelson for more.
Nancy, investigators say Michael Labate, 63, traveled from El Centro, California to Pine Top, Arizona on November 20th, shot his wife, and then drove back to California the same day. He was arrested days later and remains in custody awaiting extradition. Carrie Ann Labate, 59, was found unconscious on the floor of her family's $1.6 million hilltop home by her nephew, who called 911 after hearing a loud noise. She later died at the hospital from the gunshot wound to the head. Investigators say evidence at the scene showed the fatal shot likely came from outside the house. A damaged window and trajectory analysis led detectives to believe the bullet was fired from the yard. The case quickly expanding back across the California state line. Detectives executed multiple search warrants at properties tied to Labate in California and Arizona and interviewed family members, friends, and business associates. Authorities say the couple's divorce proceedings surfaced repeatedly during those interviews. Court records show the Labates had been locked in a two-year legal battle over spousal support and finances following their separation in 2023. Carrie Labate had asked the court to increase her monthly support from $5,000 to $30,000 and sought $100,000 in attorney's fees, writing in filings that she struggled to afford utilities and maintain the Arizona property. Michael Labate countered that his farming operation had suffered losses and argued that he could not pay more. A judge later raised the support to $6,400 a month. Investigators have not publicly identified a motive, but the unresolved divorce remains a central backdrop. Authorities believe Michael Labate acted alone. He was taken into custody in Imperial County without incident and is expected to be transferred to Navajo County to face a first-degree murder charge. His attorneys say he maintains his innocence and plans to plead not guilty, urging the public to respect his constitutional rights as the case moves toward trial.
Thanks, Drew. More crime and justice news after this.
A North Carolina teacher is dead after calling 911 to report an intruder in her home, then being attacked while still on the line. Zoe Welsh, age 57, was a longtime biology teacher at Ravenscroft School. Police say she called 911 early Saturday morning from her home on Clay Street in Raleigh to report someone had broken in. When she was speaking with dispatchers, the intruder assaulted and beat her. Officers arrived minutes later. Welsh was rushed to a hospital where she later died. Flowers and notes now line the front of her home. Friends describe her as a bright light in the classroom and a devoted mother. Olivia Alvarez, who had known Welsh for years and worked in her home as a house cleaner, remembers her smile and her kindness. Here she is speaking with WTVD.
She was always happy. She was the sweetest lady in the world. I just want to know why.
Alvarez says learning the break-in happened in a house she worked in every week has shaken her sense of safety.
I always feel safe on every house, but now I'm scared.
Students and staff at Ravenscroft released a statement saying Welsh's loss is deeply felt by all who had the privilege of learning in her classroom. Police have arrested Ryan Camacho, age 36, and charged him with murder and felony burglary. Court records show Camacho has a lengthy criminal history, including dozens of arrests and a 2021 conviction for escaping prison in Salisbury. Just weeks ago, a separate breaking and entering case was dismissed after he was found incapable to proceed, and a request for voluntary commitment was denied. As the community mourns, Alvarez says she wants justice.
I love you so much. You are not with God, and this man is going to pay. Yeah, he's going to pay.
Grief counselors are available to students at Ravenscroft as they return to campus. What began as a routine traffic stop in Flagler County, Florida, quickly turned into the rescue of an 11-year-old boy and a case prosecutors say could carry multiple life sentences. Darnell Hairston appeared before a judge Sunday and was ordered held without bond. The 60-year-old is accused of kidnapping an 11-year-old boy who had been missing for 3 days. In court, the judge cited the seriousness of the charges.
Probable cause was previously determined by the court. As argued by the state, the kidnapping charge and the robbery charge are both crimes that are punishable by life in prison, so there is not the same entitlement to bond, and you'll be held without bond on those two counts, sir.
Deputies say the case began December 31st in Bunnell when they stopped a white Ford pickup after a call about suspicious activity. Inside were Hairston and two juveniles. Investigators say the 11-year-old immediately told deputies he had been kidnapped and feared for his life. According to the Flagler County Sheriff's Office, the child told investigators he was lured to a campsite in the woods, choked unconscious, then threatened with a knife and a gun. He said he was tied up, gagged with duct tape, and forced to hide on the floorboard of the truck while being transported. Also in the vehicle was a 15-year-old boy who deputies say fled the scene, rammed a patrol car, and crashed after a chase. He now faces multiple charges and is being held in the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice. Investigators say the juveniles were connected through a Snapchat group chat where the younger boy had warned others that Hairston was a sexual predator. Sheriff Rick Staley credits a tip from the public with stopping the ordeal, speaking with WESH.
See something, say something. A caller that knew his background as a sex offender with two children in his pickup truck and called us. And if it wasn't for that, we might be investigating a completely different crime.
Hairston faces multiple felony charges, including kidnapping, aggravated child abuse, battery by strangulation, and robbery with a deadly weapon. The investigation remains active.
Thanks, Drew. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.